Bisham Aleichem Sweetest Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. This is the fourth shiur. We've already seen a flow, Slavos, Gedolos, Vatsumas, Mitaras, Hashem, Siyata, Dishmaya. Reading the Rambam, Hilchos Melachim 3:9. In the previous shiur, we saw the notion that a Melech, a Navi, both have, and the Rabbanan all have the capacity to create a Cheftz of a Mitzvah, a Cheftz of an Isser. And we saw the stira and Tosfos. And one place Tosfos says that when a father tells a child to cook for me, a shecht for me, it's a hechsher mitzvah. In another place, that's a mitzvah itself. So we want to understand the stira and also understand the svara. How do you understand the svara? That shchot li basheli is a mitzvah itself. It's a hechsher mitzvah. The father wants the food, not the shechita. So, v'nirakach, shuv anachnu hulchim b'darcho shel Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Hagoyin Reb David Zatzal. In Tosfos and Yevamos and Daf Hei Amud Beis and Dibur Maaseh Kulchem, they ask, why do we need a pasuk that kibud ov v'aim is not doicha alois to say? Typically, we don't need a pasuk. You can just say that kibud ov v'aim isn't doicha alois to say. Because you and your father are both Musar on the Shabbos. Just like we said that Kibud Av V'Aim, your father comes before your mother because you both have to honor your father. So too, your father tells you to be Mechal Shabbos. Your father also has to be Mechal Shabbos. Merely you don't listen to your father. That's Tosfos Kasha. Ein Sham B'Tosfos, they were in Tarets, that Mehocha Yolfinam Hasim. From here, from the fact that Kibud Av V'Aim is not Doicha Shabbos, we learn to there that Aviv Kodem Li'imo, because both you and your mother have to honor your father. So this is the source, that if there's someone higher that you have to honor, then you don't have to honor the lower one. So if you have Shabbos versus your father's command, you listen to Shabbos because your father's also bound by Shabbos. So too, and from there we learn that if you have your father's command versus your mother's command, listen to your father because your mother's also bound by your father. This is very difficult to understand from the whole sugya. They want to learn from Kibud Av V'Aim to call it Torah Kula. And they said, no, you can't learn from Kibud Av V'Aim to call it Torah Kula. But the essay is Doicha Velois to say, because Kibud Av V'Aim is a Hechsher Mitzvah. So according to Tosfos, it's not because here is a Hechsher Mitzvah. It's because here, it's a different inyan, of Atah V'Yivicha Chayav M'Kovet Shabbos. Not because it's a Hechsher Mitzvah. So Rabbi Chanan is oimin on this in the Kovet Tzaris and his Peivav. See also the Ramban and the Rashban of Metzia Daf Lamed, who write, Shemasha lo dochim, Isura mekami memoina, you're not doicha iser for mammon. So the gedder is, like we find in Ksubis and Daf Mem, that there's no essay doicha let's say if a man rapes a woman who's psula, who's and who's asur to him, so normally the ines, the rapist has to take the woman as a wife if she so desires. But if they're asur to each other, there's no mitzvah, we don't say asur to say. Why don't we say asur to say? That he has to take her anyway, even though she's asur to him? Because if she says, diyamar lo yibin, unless that I say klal, if she says, I don't want, there's no essay at all. In other words, there's no dechia of the iser. Vayshayich dechia machmas chaveroi. Kevin shegam chaveroi mutzal ba'oisoy isur v'shneim chayav mekavoy deshal makom. Since if she says, I don't want, there's no essay, immediately you can't be doche. Because she has to refuse, because they're both chayav mekavra makom. Therefore, there's no Techiyas Yisrael over here. And for the same reason, Vodachi Kibbut Avayim Leloisesay. Kibbut Avayim isn't Doicha Leloisesay because Shnechem Chayavim Bechoidi. Because both the son and the father are Chayavim my covet. And Memela Kibbut Avayim isn't Doicha Leloisesay. It's the same thing. Both the Me'anes and the Isha are Chayav Bechavet Amakom. And therefore they can't be over an Isser in order to do this mitzvah. She has to say, no, I don't want. Because they're both chayv et kavod ha-makom, so she has to refuse. And say she doesn't want to marry him. And therefore there's no mitzvah. And so too, kibbut aveim. The reason it's not derech ha-leisesei is because both you and your father are chayv and the leisesei, and maybe it's not derech. But then we have a problem again from the Gemara. What's pshat? It's, you can't learn from Kibbut Aveim because it's not a guf ha-mitzvah, it's a hechsher mitzvah. Otherwise it would be doche. Even though both you and your father are chayv b'kavod ha-makom. So again, we have the same kasha. How the Ramban and the Rashba can understand the sugya? If we have this word of you and your father are chayv b'kavod ha-makom, then why doesn't the Gemara say that? The Gemara says no. Because it's only a Hechsher mitzvah you can't learn from there. If it was a Kufa mitzvah, you could. But why is that? Both you and your father are chayav b'kavod ha-makom. And in Tosis Yishonim Ksubis Naf Mem Amar Aleph, he asks Bamas, Lama likra l'kibur av'em d'loi dochi l'isesei? Why don't you need a pasuk by l'kibur av'em t'natoicha l'isesei? To do kibbut aveim, not to chalaisa say. Typically, we could just answer, "Shimamar avlo bina lesa essay ka." There's no essay if the father says, "I don't want." Just like if the woman says, "I don't want," the girl says, "I don't want." There's no mitzvah to marry her, and therefore it's not to chalaisa say. So too, if the father says, "I don't want," then there's no essay. So maybe it's not to chalaisa say. So why doesn't the Gemara use the same explanation? Miksubis doesn't yavamis that. Nivamis doesn't ksubis. If the father can say, I don't want, there's no essay in the middle, there's no essay derech ha-leisesei, just like we find by the girl saying, I don't want, there's no essay derech ha-leisesei. So we could say, that since the whole din of Loi Ba'ina, that the girl can say Loi Ba'ina, and in the middle there's no essay to be derech ha-leisesei. So that's only after the pasuk tells us that kibbut aveim is in derech. In other words, that kibbut aveim is the source for that. Kibbut aveim, the source is, kibbut aveim teaches us that it's not derech. Lice to say, because the father can say, Lo Baina, I don't want. In the Mela, when you could say, I don't want the essay, so then it's not Doicha Lice to say. So to by the girls, that's really the source. The only problem is Ein Bevor came Basugya. We see now like that from the Sugya. From the Sugya, we see it's not Doicha because the Hechsher Mitzvah. So if that's not the vort, then Tosi says that Tosi Shanim is a good kasha. Why do we have to come on to that? I mean, and we see from the sugya that it's not because the father can say lo ba'ina. It's not why. You don't see any remnants for that in the sugya. But the reason kibbut aveim isn't derech ha-leisesei is because if the father says, I don't want, there's no mitzvah. So we have a good kasha. What do you need to come on from to the pasuk for? We have a svara. You don't see in the sugya that it's from this svara. You see in the sugya you have a pasuk. And the Gemara says, and you can't learn from the pasuk because it's only hechsher mitzvah. Why don't we say from this svara, klal? So that's we have a svara. You've been allowed to say klal. So why don't we learn from there? So Tosis answers. The hasa mikol makom yashet sivav habayasei lasis mitzvasei. There, immediately when the father commands it, there's an essay. In other words, immediately when the father says it, it's to do kibbutz aveim, there's an essay to do what he says. So therefore, we say that essay is should be deicha d'leisa. You can't say the svar if the father doesn't want, then there's no mitzvah. Because the second the father says he wants, there's a mitzvah. That's a very difficult teretz to understand. Because the same thing applies to an ayin, me'anis. When he wants it, it's a mitzvah. When she wants it, it's a mitzvah. So the second she wants it, it's a mitzvah. And yet we tell her, but say you don't want it. When the father wants it, it's a mitzvah. But then we tell him to say, "Don't say you don't want it," and therefore it's not going to be derech any yisurim. Just like here, originally it's a mitzvah for them to marry. When she wants it, it's a mitzvah, and then she could say, "No, I don't want it," so it's not a mitzvah anymore. So why is kibbutz aveim any different than manis? They don't know kibbutz aveim. We don't say if the father says, "I don't want," it's not a mitzvah, because the mayor, immediately when he commanded, it's a mitzvah. Here also, immediately when she wants it, it's a mitzvah. But then she can say, "I don't want it." It's not a mitzvah anymore. And so too, if the father says, "I don't want it," it's not a mitzvah anymore. And Taisus says, "Miyad shetziva ha'av aviyase." What's this miyad k'shetziva? What's chal immediately? It's discussed by the Chasam Sofer in his Chiddushim Tekstuvos by the Berakos Shmuel and Yevam Siman Gimel. We still need to understand that, even after what they wrote in the Rosh, in the Shita Mekubetzes, he's Metaretz Kushis HaTosfos in the second Teretz, that by Kibbutz Aveim, even if he says Loi Baina, there's still an essay. Mikol Mako Mi Mitzvahu B'chol Dover Afilu Amar Av Loi Baina. He says, even if the father says, "I don't want it," it's still a mitzvah. What does that mean? So if the father could be Mochon, it's not a mitzvah. Very hard to understand the Chasam Sofer. Red Baz talks about in Chelek Alef Tavkuf Chav Dalet. The Ktsois and Simon Sadi Zayin, Siv Kadin Aleph, is Miyashiv the Kasha based on what we see in the Gemara above Mitzia and Aflam and Beis Amar Aleph. That there's a Havamina. The libchi essay the kibud of aim, the essay veloisa say da aveda, afal pi shein essay decha essay veloisa say. There's a havamin in the Gemara that the essay of kibud of aim is going to be decha the essay and the loisa say of aveda. The father tells you not to return the aveda, it will be decha. Even though normally an essay is not decha an essay and a loisa say, because kibud of aim is different. Because hukash kavodim lekavodam makom, so chashuv, honoring your parents like honoring God. I love that. And if so, I should do it. I should baruch Hashem. I have parents. I should start being mechaber them properly. Never too late. And if so, for this reason, it should be doich any lois to say. Even though normally, if you say Loibaina, that I don't want, if the person can say that. And there's no dechiya. But here you hear by kibbutz avim, you would think that there is dechiya. Why? Because it's so chashuv that hukash kvod kol kol makom. Just like kibbutz avim is dechen esnei nelis, the havin is dechen esnei nelisah because of hukash kvod kol makom. So too kibbutz avim is dechen nelis to say because hukash kvod kol makom. Even though if the father says I don't want it, there's no esnei. So that's how the ktsos answers the kasha of the Tosfos Yeshanim as to why you need a pasuk by kibbutz avim. And it's not Deich Eloise to say. Why don't we just say that it's not Deich Eloise to say because the father says, I don't want, there's no essay. Ein Shem Divrei Aktsais. In the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel and Simon Chof Ches, Asif Kotten Beis, he's Tamei on the Ktsais, and Tosis in Yevomis, Vava Mer Aleph, Divrei Maschil Taima. That this vort of Hukash Kvoidim, the Kavod HaMakom, that the parents' Kavod is equated to the Kavod of God, Loi Mahani Ela Litchais Esei, that's only effective enough be deichen essay, ava litchois loisesei she yesh boi kores, yi ba'alma loi dachi, loi havi dachi mishum hukash kavoida. But to be deiche, a loisesei she yesh boi kores, if normally it's not doche, this hukash kavoida is not going to work. You see that this word of hukash kavoida mekabra makam only works to be doich an essay, or an essay and a lois essay. But to be doich a lois that has kares doesn't work. So it comes out, says the Divrei Yecheskel, that this lo ba'ina is not going to work. This hukash kvodam is not going to work to be deicha loisase. If it wouldn't work without the hukash kvodam. So if ba'amar loy ba'ina leka d'chila loisa say, if normally when you say loy ba'ina, it's not d'echa loisa say, so it's not going to help us to tell you that hukash kvoidim to be d'echa loisa say. Because the hukash kvoidim, says Tosfos, is only effective to be d'echa the asay. Not the loisa say. And that's why Tosfos says that litchos loisa say sheish bo kares. If it's normally not doicha, then it's not doicha mishum hukash kvoidam. That's mochach also on the sugya. So if when he says lo ba'ina, there's no essay, there's no dechiyah of the lois essay, hukash kvoidam is not going to help us. Hukash kvoidam doesn't help us from being doicha the lois essay, only the essay. So that's a kasha on the ktsos. The ktsos wanted to say that the hukash kvoidam overrides the Ibeina, Yama Lobeina Lesa Lesa Ekla. Which would mean that it's not Deicha the Lysisay. So the Ktsai says that no, but the Hukash Kavodim is so powerful that it doesn't matter. Normally it shouldn't be Deicha the Lysisay because Hukash Kavodim it is. But you see in Tosfos that Hukash Kavodim only helps us for the Asay, it doesn't help us for the Lysisay. So we have our work cut out for us, sweet friends. And Amir Tashem, in the next segment, we will see the Mahalach to understand this very, very complex onion and multi-layered. And we're going to see a Mirtz Hashem, the flows of Mitaras Hashem. Lena there. And please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.